At the top of the conventional wisdom list is the assumption that if you do a play of William Shakespeare in an outdoor setting, you must choose a comedy or a romance. Under no circumstance should you do a tragedy outside. Saratoga Shakespeare proves that theory wrong. The company is offering a terrific production of Macbeth in Saratoga's Congress Park that is as riveting as it is compelling. This is a first-rate production of a very difficult play that continues through July 27th. It's being offered free, but it is so good you might feel guilty if you don't drop something in a donation basket at show's end. The effort does not attempt to break new ground by showing why the trusted Macbeth turns traitor and murders his king to become ruler of Scotland. Indeed, it becomes obvious as to why he kills off everyone he sees as a threat to his tyrannical reign. Rather than search for motivations that really don't exist in the text, the performers instead create characters who behave in logical ways when temptation, revenge, or lust dictates a course for action. Key to this approach is that the performers must clearly understand human nature and have the talent to define the frailties of their characters. Those skills are evident in the performances of the key roles, Macbeth and his wife, Lady Macbeth. Tim Dugan and Amy Prothero play the couple as a sensuous pair who are physically drawn to each other. The approach not only defines their mutual attraction, it adds an essential earthiness to their personalities that makes their impetuous choices seem like natural patterns of behavior. Dugan as Macbeth is magnetic, showing how the man's ego and overblown sense of self is a flaw that leads to his destruction. Prothero is equally ambitious and maybe even more ruthless. But her problem is that even though she lacks a conscience, she does understand the consequences of behavior. Key roles in the production are performed by professional actors who are with the now-defunct New York State Theater Institute. They make for a solid supporting cast. David Bunce is outstanding as he plays Macduff as an intense, determined, single-minded man bent on vengeance for Macbeth's slaughter of his family. That slaughter is a terrifically staged moment that is important in showing the brutality of Macbeth. It's made even more gruesome thanks to a 6-year-old Eleanor Baker, whose death will affect every parent in the audience and give them motivation to cheer on Macduff in his well-staged climactic battle with Macbeth. John Romeo brings dignity to his portrayal of King Duncan and comedy to his work as the drunken porter. David Baker is initially a robust figure as the loyal Banquo, and later his ominous, ghostly presence could get him cast on TV's Walking Dead. Not all in the cast are professional actors, but they are all good actors. Skidmore College student Woody Proctor shines as Duncan's son Malcolm. Louise Strimbeck makes the most of the small role of Lady Macbeth, and Christine Deutsch, Christine Prados, and Callan Swoozy-Reary add a needed eeriness to the three witches. When a production is this focused, it means a strong directorial hand is guiding the work. David Gerard has not only nursed strong individual performances from his cast, he has weaved them into a cohesive whole, intent on telling a story of how power can corrupt an individual. Macbeth is the most mature production I've seen at Saratoga Shakespeare in its 14-year history. It should be supported. Macbeth is performed at Congress Park in Saratoga Springs through July 27th. Performances are 6 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday. The show is performed without an intermission, and admission is free. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.